Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
And have you heard about the baseball player? He hits from both sides of the plate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's amphibious. Good morning, afternoon, evening.
Are we going to hop into this so early?
Yes. Yes. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Points if you know who said it.
No.
No?
No.
No?
No, I don't know.
Dave does. Dave knows who said it.
Dave's not here. Dave's not here.
Okay.
You don't know that?
Dave's here. Dave's here. Other cats here.
Don't answer the phone. The cops are listening. Dave. Dave's not here.
The trivia question of the day from Google.com.
Don't answer the phone.
So, Joe. Well,
wait a minute, who said it?
I'll tell you later.
Oh. Yeah, and the mystery has begun. Mm-hmm.
Yogi Berra. It's a Yogi Berraism. She knew that. Other cat knew that.
Do you know how much I really care about what old baseball people say?
Well, it's interesting.
I don't.
Man who's wearing baseball jersey.
Yeah.
Over a Browns t-shirt?
Baker, touchdown maker. It's amazing what you find in Amish country. I'm serious.
Oh, I know you're serious. It's yeah. That's a whole other show.
That's another show.
Anyway.
Trivia question of the day.
How many languages do most people speak?
Are we talking Americans or outside of America?
We're talking about the whole world population.
2 to 3 on the average, I would suggest.
Okay, 3% of the world population speaks more than 4 languages.
I know that's a fact for India because they speak normally English, Hindu, and then their local language.
Yeah.
Plus something else.
Yeah.
My Japanese kid who stayed with us is now speaking his 3rd and working on his 4th, so.
Amazing.
I know.
I know 2.5.
I know most people that don't know English.
Hence our show today.
And we won't go down that line.
Here's a joke.
Yes.
Favorite new website, UpJoke.
UpJoke.
Did I tell you about what UpJoke does, though? You're reading along, and there's a joke, and then there's blur.
Blur?
Blur. Okay. And it says this joke may contain profanity, and you have to click a thing saying that you're 18. Before you can see it.
And how does the computer know that you're 18?
Because you clicked. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't found anything that's that bad yet. But anyway, from the clean part of UpJoke.
Okay.
A family of mice were surprised by a big cat.
Meow.
Father Mouse jumped and said, "Pow wow!" And the cat ran away.
What was that, Father? Asked Baby Mouse.
Well, son, that's why it's important to learn a second language. I like that. When I'm not home, I think that's how my dog and cat talk to each other.
Sounds like a Tom and Jerry episode to
doesn't
me.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So today,
yes.
The theme is?
Amphibians. Amphibomorphic amphibians.
No, and not baseball.
Oh, bummer.
No.
Well, I'm lost in interpretation.
Yes. Yes. You know how much I love words.
Yes.
I'm a wordy.
She really is.
I'm actually studying linguistics right now.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I failed English.
Oh, I failed math.
I hated English.
I hated math.
Outline this sentence.
I love that. That's like better than a crossword puzzle for me.
It was words.
I'm thinking that's like a date. That's a good date is sitting and outlining a sentence together. That's why I don't date.
Yeah.
I'm single. Anyway, yes. Yeah, so we're calling
welcome
this
to our first date. I'm going to outline you now.
No, just what you say.
That's
everything
what I meant. That's what I meant.
Curious saying of the day.
Yes.
Is polyglot.
Polyglot.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's this is from English.stackexchange.com, which is interesting. It's got lots of things about words. The classic joke is, what do you call someone who speaks three languages?
That would be trilingual.
What do you call someone who speaks two languages?
Bilingual.
What do you call someone who speaks one language?
American.
And unfortunately, that's not really a joke.
No,
that's true. Yeah.
More true than anything.
The actual word for someone who speaks multiple languages is polyglot, meaning they're polylingual.
Okay.
Which, if you look at the Latin root of the word poly, it is actually three, so it would be three or more languages would be poly, but people use it for two or more. Yeah.
Well, that goes right next to the word agilet.
Agilet?
Yeah.
That's Christina's children, or little agilets?
No. No.
That was pretty quick. Come on.
That was good. I appreciate the but no, the agilet is the little piece of plastic that holds the top of your shoestring together. It's called an aglet.
Oh.
And that goes into that category of words you never thought you'd ever know. And now you know.
Okay, what do you do for a living? I'm an aglet salesman. Yeah. anyway, this is fun. And just ahead of time, excuse us for non-pronunciation, because this is going to be a challenge.
In other words, me.
Well, me too.
Okay.
Me too. This is from Mental Floss, and it's a top 10 list.
All right.
Well, I top 10'd it anyway.
Yeah.
Anyone who's ever studied a foreign language knows that the translator apps, while helpful, aren't always reliable. When I was in Germany, it told me that, now I don't remember what it was. But anyway, it told me.
Would it tell you, oh, no, I don't remember what it was?
No, that's me. It told me that soup was a dumpling pancake.
Bad translation.
Yeah, bad translation. Anyway.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's easy to tell when text has been fed through an online translator because certain words and phrases tend to get jumbled up in the process, as evident by the many mistranslations posted online every day. Example. The Iraqi hotel whose buffet signs misidentified meatballs as Paul is dead.
The buffet signs? Buffet.
Didn't I say it right?
Buffet.
Buffet.
But that's Jimmy.
See? B-U-F-F-E-T. Buffet.
It's going to be a long show.
Come on. I mistranslated the mistranslation already.
Oh!
Jeez.
No, you just mispronounced it. Anyway, on the other hand.
I'm trying, folks.
When done correctly, word-for-word translations, also known as literae or direct translations, can help language learners understand a word's origin while also providing interesting insight into how different cultures perceive ordinary objects.
Yep.
In this spirit, we've selected 8 of our favorite foreign words and their weird and wonderful literal translations.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
Number 8, Chuat Tu is a Vietnamese translation to rat pocket, meaning kangaroo.
Many of the Vietnamese words for animal sounds, as if a group of comedians went to a zoo and started roasting every creature they saw. A shark is a fat fish, a skunk is a stink fox, and a baboon is a monkey head dog. Which sounds like a terrifying mythical creature you wouldn't want to cross paths with.
Exactly.
Love it.
Strozzafetta.
Yes.
How far off?
Strozzapretta.
Okay. See, I'm not Italian.
Yes.
Italian translation to priest strangler. Well, hello there. Meaning, it's a kind of pasta. So how do you strangle a priest to get a pasta out of it?
Well, the legend of how this noodle got its name is just as twisted as the pasta itself. It allegedly stems from greedy priests who, upon receiving the dish from locals, scarfed it down so quickly that they choked.
Oh, okay.
According to BBC Good Food.
All right.
Yeah, and you remember Fusilli Jerry? On Seinfeld? Did you watch Seinfeld?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I started watching it recently, but I've never watched it in the beginnings.
Well, Kramer was making little statuettes out of pasta.
Okay.
And they were supposed to represent the person that he was making the statue out of. And so he made Fusilli Jerry out of Fusilli, which is a pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the whole story.
That was cool.
Okay. Anyway, the next one is Siet Gua.
Okay.
Chinese translates to snow cupboard, meaning refrigerator.
There's some crossover between Mandarin and Cantonese, two of the main languages spoken in China, but this term is solely used among Cantonese speakers, particularly in Hong Kong.
Makes sense to me.
It does, having been there.
Okay, let me try this one. Dedos de pé.
Dedos de pé.
Portuguese translates to foot fingers, meaning toes.
Now, why invent a new word when toes are basically the fingers of the feet?
Yeah.
At least that seems to be the logic behind the conjoining of these two words in Portuguese, French, and Arabic, and a number of other languages.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Fingers on your feet.
Okay. I'm going to pronounce this like it's French. Even though it's Afrikaans. That's really, do you know how to pronounce that? Afrikaans?
No.
Afrikaans? Oh, okay. Papier vampire. Or paper vampire.
Papier. Yeah.
Papier vampire. Yes. Okay. Translates to paper vampire, meaning a stapler.
As the South American notes, there are several Afghans words that simply sound funny when they're translated directly into English. Now, popcorn is jumping corn. A chameleon is step softly. And a weed is look around tobacco.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah.
DNL, Chinese translations to electric brain, meaning computer.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Makes sense. Chinese can seem quite poetic to non-native speakers. This is partly because it's a logogram-based language, meaning that a character represents a word. Instead of inventing a new character to represent computer, pre-existing characters are combined to yield an entirely new concept, hence electric brain. I think I did that dance at a wedding a couple weeks ago. Electric brain.
No. Sliding right past that one, aren't we? It's electric. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I'll let you go this one because I know you know this.
Schlagzug.
Mm-hmm.
It's German and it translates to hit stuff.
Donna.
Yeah, drums.
Okay.
Heat stuff, drums.
Yeah.
Say drums.
According to your daily German, the word Zweig, stuff, originally meant pulling something to you in order to use it. Or, in other words, a tool. It's used to describe a number of things, including an airplane, Flugzeug, or flight suit, flight stuff, lighter,
Führerzeug,
or fire stuff, and toy, Spielzeug, or play stuff. Interesting.
I work for, a company that in Germany that makes industrial equipment.
Yeah.
Grinders and pumps and industrial equipment. And my cousin calls it Pumper's Grinder. Because she can't remember the name of it.
Works
Pumper's Grinder. Yeah. Anyway.
There we go.
Yeah.
Number one, Ein Hintang. House Burmese translations to prison. Meaning marriage.
Marriage.
Marriage is what brings us here today.
Speaking of marriage. Prison, marriage. Yeah.
Yes.
Speaking of marriage, Icelanders aren't the only ones to take a dim view of the institution, linguistically speaking at least. Used as a verb, the Burmese word, heimtjong, can be understood as fall into marriage and is used in the same way as hangai or fall into prison.
Wow.
Wow. We're not even going to go there, are we?
Boy, that opens up a lot. Anyways,
yeah.
It's story time.
Yes, it is. From transpremium.com.
Transpremium?
Yeah, it's a new website. I didn't look at it too much. I guess I should have.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
An African chieftain flew to the United States to visit the president. And when he arrived at the airport, a host of newsmen and television cameramen met him. One of the reporters asked the chief if he had a comfortable flight. The chief made a series of weird noises. Screech, scratch, honk, buzz, whistle, zzz. And then he added in perfect English, "Yes, I had a very nice flight."
Another reporter asked, "Chief, do you plan to visit the Washington Monument while you're in the area?" The chief made the same noises, screech, scratch, honk, buzz, whistle, zzz, and then said, "Yes, and I also plan to visit the White House and the Capitol building."
"Where did you learn to speak such flawless English?" asked the next reporter.
The chief replied, "Screech, scratch, honk, buzz, whistle, zzz, from the shortwave radio." Cheesy. A little cheesy.
No.
Do people know what a shortwave radio is? Well, does Joe know what a shortwave radio is?
Yes, yes, I do.
Because you're in the military.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
We used to play with them.
Okay. Kind of like a CB. Nobody knows what a CB is either.
Breaker, breaker, good buddy. Anyways, I have one.
Do you?
I have two, actually. I have a handheld and one. But, you know, when I'm traveling a lot on the road, I plug them in sometimes just to keep an eye on what's happening down the road.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay.
I don't necessarily get on there and start talking with everybody. Breaker, breaker there, good buddy.
Fast Facts.
Fast Facts.
Yeah. From Fact Retriever, this is a good website.
Okay.
Fact Retriever will give you facts on anything. It retrieves facts for you, isn't it? Which is, yeah.
How do we know these facts are true?
Because it says so on the internet. I'm sorry, internet people.
And someone else has fallen into the trap. Okay.
Anyway, these are just interesting things about words.
Words.
I love this.
Okay.
A pangram, I'm sorry, I did it wrong.
You did.
A pangram is a sentence that contains every letter in the language. For example, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. Which is why you type that, because it shows that you can find every letter on the typewriter. For those of you that don't know what a typewriter is.
Back in our day, it was this thing that you hauled around. No.
It was a computer that wasn't attached to anything.
Yeah. And when
didn't
you made
have a screen.
And when you made a mistake, you made a mistake. Yeah. No. The term Lynch is derived from the name of Colonel Charles Lynch, from 1736 to 96, a Virginia landowner who began to hold illegal trials in his backyard in the 1790.
Yow.
Ooh.
That's why there's a difference between hanging and lynching.
So.
Lynching is when someone just decides on their own to take the law into their hands and lynch somebody. Oh, not that that ever is said anymore from anybody.
I wonder who the John was that got named for Porter John.
The shortest and oldest word in the English language is I.
Really?
Yeah. We learned the word I before we learned the word you.
I don't know. I think most of the kids say mom or dad first, so.
Just read.
An ambigram is a word that looks the same from various orientations. For example, the word swims will be the same when you turn it upside down.
I turned the paper upside down to make sure.
Yep.
Yeah, kind of cool.
There used to be a band called Angel back in the 70s and 80s, and very good band, but their classic thing was Illusion. And if you look at their album cover, the word Angel, if you turn it upside down, says Angel.
Oh.
It doesn't seem like it should, but the way they did it. They're really good. And like one of their openings for one of the tours was a box on the stage. And there was nobody on stage. And all of a sudden, all five of them come out of the box. And it was, they were really.
That's fun.
But they had some great songs, too.
Yeah. I'll have to look that up.
Yep. I've got five of their albums, so they were good.
If you wrote out all the numbers, for example, 1, 2, 3, 4, you would not use the letter B until you got to the word billion.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a trivia question waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Most average adult English speakers know between 20,000 to 35,000 words, but they only use 10.
Yes. Well, men only use about 10,000. Women use about 15,000 to 20,000 a day. And see, I've left him speechless again.
Papa knows when not to open his mouth.
Yes. More people in the world have learned English as a second language than there are native English speakers.
I can believe that.
Yep.
The most complex word in the English language is set. This small word has over 430 definitions and requires 60,000 word definition that covers 24 pages in the Oxford English Dictionary.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Set.
I can think of two.
Wow.
And then a few that my grandma used to say incorrectly.
Yeah, but she counts.
Set down. Set down and have some dinner. The word synonym is one of the few words in the English language that doesn't have a synonym.
Think about it.
Think about it.
Cool.
I got some jokes.
All right.
Just jokes. Nothing but jokes. From upjoke.com.
Okay.
Every day we have hundreds of people coming into this country with no skill, no grasp of the language, and a total drain on our resources. Everybody's looking very scared. Babies are just useless. And the other cat went, oh, thank you.
All right. What language does a stomach speak?
Hungarian.
What language do people with colds speak?
Flemish. This one I love because I like cats.
Okay.
Do you know French?
I do not.
Okay. Well, let me do the last line then.
All right. The Disney princesses had cats. Tiana was named 1, 2, 3. Snow White was named Eins, Zin, Dwie.
Eins, Zwei, Drei.
Oh. Yeah. And Belle's was named
Und.
They decided to put the cats on a raft and race them. Tiana and Snow White's cats made it to the end, but Belle's died because...
Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq. Cat is four. Cinq is five. What's the longest word in the English language?
I don't know.
Smiles.
Okay.
There's a mile between each S. Yeah.
Cute. Now, this is about a couple on their first date.
Yeah, and it's borderline non-politically correct.
Okay.
So, do you know any other languages, Joe?
I don't speak French, but I know a little German.
Really?
Yes, he's 3'8" and lives next door. Sorry, little John.
What? We love little John.
I know, that's why I said
it. We do. He's a friend of the station and the show. And what language speaks a typical Belgian beer maker?
Hebrew.
Hebrew. Yeah.
Hebrew it.
The first sentence you should learn when learning a foreign language.
My friend is paying. Yow.
People say Americans only speak one language, English, but that's not true for all. I speak English, American, and Australian.
True.
Okay. Well, no, actually,
no worries.
Actually,
no worries.
There is a difference between English and American.
Yes.
Yes, there really is. And especially between the United States and America. If you are in Germany, for example, and you say, I'm from America, they say south or north.
Yes.
Yeah. United States is that one little place up above South America.
Little.
Little place. Yep. Yeah. Okay.
I recently went on a holiday to Europe after studying languages when I was younger. It turns out my German has gone from bath to sausage.
Nothing to say on that.
Leave it go.
An MIT linguistics professor was lecturing the other day. In English, he said a double negative forms a positive. However, in some languages, such as Russian, a double negative remains a negative. But there isn't a single language, not one, in which a double positive can express a negative.
A voice from the back of the room piped up. Yeah, right. Vladimir wants to know why you're making fun of Russia.
The university president was inconsolable when the wing housing social science and the languages burned down.
Oh, the humanities, he cried. Dr. Doolittle learned to talk to the language of thousands of the animals, but not the language of ducks.
They were just too foul.
What do the Vikings call their silent language?
That's easy. Norse code. Oh, my.
Dash, 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 dot, dot, not dot, dot, dash, dash, dash.
You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. I found Twitter. I found Twitter a while ago.
Well, it's really just on the internet. All you got to do is type it. Then you can find it.
It's on my phone, too. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, timely. I love some of these tweets.
Okay.
Some of these are stretch. Because I typed in Lost in Translation, and you know what came up?
No.
That movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with that guy in it.
Yeah, I've never
seen
it, but I know what you're talking about.
Dave? Is Dave here?
Dave's
Lost
here.
Lost in Translation, the movie? No, you didn't see it? Oh, because it was actually in the 20th century. Okay. Anyway, there's some guy that was in it.
Hardy, har.
John doesn't know. John, no, John's ignoring us. Okay, anyway.
Timely tweets from Twitter.com. Yes. At Unalesia Sadia, time to sit and watch I, True, and the Rainbow Kingdom with the kiddos. Otherwise, I have absolutely no idea what they're talking about for the next week. Should have seen me trying to figure out what a fruki is. Hashtag lost in translation. Hashtag what?
At Kat Novakovic.
Okay, wait a minute. What is a fruki?
I don't know because I don't have children and I didn't watch the movie. It must be a child's character in something. I don't know.
Now I got to go look it up just so I know.
I don't know. Anyway, Kat Novakov. Okay. At a conference center in Vienna, hashtag Vienna, is there somewhere I can fill up my water bottle?
info desk lady. Yes, you can get water from the lady's toilet.
Lost in translation.
I'm sorry. The lady's toilet.
Toilette.
Well, if it has a bidet, then it sprays, so.
Just read.
At K8 Shagnassi. Yikes! Flash, someone the thumbs up in Russia, and they'll view it as a vulgar insult. But what if I smile when I do it and say, okay, I'm so sorry. 75-year-old Russian man, so very sorry.
Tech thumbs up, Thursday, lost in translation. Yeah.
You know, having traveled around the world, and you have to be very cognizant of some of the cultures that you're in. Because certain things mean certain things. Man, and it's, you don't realize sometimes that you're insulting people.
And how rudely you are insulting people. Yeah.
When we lived on the island of Guam, if you walked into a proprietor's shop and you looked at him and he raised his eyebrows at you, he just said, I see you. I'll be with you in a moment.
Yeah.
But you know us Americans, hey, over here. Mm-mm. And they'll politely raise their eyebrows once again saying, I see you. I'll be with you in a moment.
Go away.
No, at the third time, they ignore you completely.
Oh.
They really will. They're just like, they don't need your business if you're going to be rude.
Wow.
So, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Anyway.
At Sierra C. Ciaran Strange. What the Texas says, oh, hey, if y'all going to be hanging out.
But what the Texas means is, oh, hey, since you're here.
Yeah.
But how the Canadian reacts?
Wait, how? But I'm already hanging out. Am I suddenly leaving? Must I come back? Lost in translation.
Okay, back to what I started with.
Okay.
Berries, Yogi Berries, oh, gosh. Goodness, it's not a good day for me. This is from USA.com. Bear's contributions to MLB history are incalculable, but his legacy might be even better remembered for what he contributed to American language. A sports writer's favorite, Berra has countless expressions and turns of phrases that were memorable because most of them didn't make any sense.
At the same time, yeah. Everyone.
So here's some of our favorite ones.
All right.
Favorite ones. First one, when you come to a fork in the road, take it.
Sure. You can observe a lot by just watching.
It's like deja vu all over again.
Now, no one goes there nowadays. It's just too crowded.
Baseball is 90% mental and the other half is physical.
True. Always go to the other people's funerals. Otherwise, they won't come to yours.
Why'd we lose? We just made too many wrong mistakes.
Exactly.
To make the right mistakes, that's a whole different thing.
Now, you better cut that pizza in four pieces because I'm not hungry enough to eat six.
You wouldn't have won if we'd beaten you.
Yeah. Never answer an anonymous letter.
It gets late early out here.
Yeah. If people don't want to come out to the ballpark, nobody's going to stop them. Exactly.
Everybody, pair up in threes.
Now, why buy good luggage? You only use it when you travel.
You've got to be very careful if you don't know where you're going, because you might not get there.
Exactly. Oh, even Napoleon had his Watergate. Ooh.
He hits from both sides of the plate. He's amphibious.
And finally, I never said most of the things I said.
There we go. I got a few ruminations.
Ruminates.
Yeah, from ruminate.com. Right. Whenever people say, if you're going to move to a new country, learn the language, I just stay quiet. I would say something, but I don't know the Cherokee word for irony. That is from my dear friend, Carl Knorr.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if getting there is half the fun. And a picture's worth 1,000 words. Is a picture getting there worth 500 fun words? Matt Larson.
You know the thing that dogs do when they tilt their heads because you whimpered or baby talked?
Mm-hmm.
I bet they're thinking, who the heck put this fool in charge of the leash? From Kristen Idol.
That's you.
Oh, that's me making noise?
That's you making noise.
Okay. Maybe that's it. Is that all we have for today, Dave? Okay. I'm Kat.
I'm Joe.
And together we're...
Lost in Translation.
No, together we're Cat Soup. The best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great week, folks.